Madam Zamrud Zakwa, Reel 4. Madam Zakwa, who were the teachers mainly in the Japanese school that you attended?
The names of the teachers, of course, I won't remember, but all of them were men. They were dressed up in uniform, army uniform. I think they are as well as army or civilians, I don't know, maybe both. About two or three of them teaching as girls and boys. Married men were there also. The names of the teachers, I'm afraid I don't remember.
Were they Japanese teachers?
Yes, Japanese teachers. All Japanese. They spoke in Japanese, most of them. They could speak English also. That's why we could understand.
So they used English to teach Japanese?
Yes. They didn't seem to understand Malay. English and Japanese.
What about the students? Who were the students?
The students mostly from offices, only for about an hour or so, not long. Maybe they took off especially for the lesson, and then we were not working, so we just joined them all. We joined those working people maybe, and there were some children also, I mean, who looked like school children, grown-up children, of course.
Their nationalities?
Chinese, Indians, Malays, and there were Eurasians. Europeans, no, I didn't think they were Eurasians.
How did the Japanese teachers treat the students generally?
They were all right. Some of them were rather nice, talking. Some while they were teaching, they laughed together, joking, you know, sort of things.
Did they ever have any kind of punishment for the students?
No, so far when I was there, I never came across those sort of things.
How big was the class?
Quite big. I'm afraid I don't remember the building. Maybe some people remember. It's ground floor, and then we went up on the next floor. There, only on that top floor, there were blackboards, and then chairs, benches, long benches, and we sat there. And two or three teachers, I mean, those Japanese men, taught us the languages. But the class was rather big. So one side, as far as I remember, maybe what my remembrance is correct, I'm afraid I don't know. But as far as I know, quite a big class, because the girls and the boys, the benches separated from the other side, and then my side were the girls with me and the boys, and then the grown-up men, quite a big class.
About how many students in each class?
I don't remember. Maybe there were two rooms. I don't know. I don't quite remember.
How long were you in that school?
Not long. I wonder why. Yes, I got a job. I was told I got a job, this clerical work. So I left. My sister also got a job. She got a call from the education office. And we left. Not even a year. No. Maybe a few months only. And then we studied the Japanese language from the daily newspapers.
Do you remember when did you start going to work?
I think towards the end of 1943. That I think I remember. What month? No, I don't recall.
How did you get this job in the police depot?
A friend of my dad, I think, discussed it with another friend, and then the other friend approached my dad, and then my dad came home telling me about this job. At first, my sister didn't get the job. It's really her own job first. She was supposed to be there, and then the other job she was offered, she chose that when education office, because she was from like a college, and surely she took the job. So she went to the other job, and I took the clerical job.
Who offered your sister the job in the first place? At the education
also
department?
a friend from the education office. Only through friends we could easily get jobs the other day. We get jobs there those days, eh? Through friends, yes.
You mentioned that your father at first did not approve of your working with the Japanese.
Yes, he used to complain.
Why did he allow you to take up this job now?
Not at the broadcasting option, but other jobs, yes. He didn't stop us. But with the radio, Japanese radio, Singapore Shonen, then he didn't encourage us. The clerical work as well as my sister's job the other side, yes, he allowed it.
Do you know why?
I don't know. Maybe he didn't like his own job himself. Maybe he didn't want us to join. Be that way, I can't say now.
You mentioned also that you went to work by recycled to work.
Yes.
How did you get this bicycle?
Bicycle, my brother's bicycle. That was his own. I wonder how. I remember rally bicycle, quite a new one. My dad bought it for him, if I'm not mistaken. So he should go to send my dad to the broadcasting studio. My dad Stephen lunch every afternoon. But since Cathay building was quite near to my place, mine, the police training school, was so far. So he sacrificed the bicycle, he gave it to me, and then he could easily walk or took a bus, he said. So he took a bus or walked, shortcut through, I don't remember those roads. So I took the bicycle. Every day I went to the office about 8 o'clock and then came home at 5 or 4 plus.
When did the family bought the bicycle? Your brother, when did he bought the bicycle?
I don't remember. I think when I first came to Singapore, before I got the job, and then my brother was in KL, somebody was working at the bicycle shop, maybe. That, I remember. So, quite cheap. We got it quite cheap, I remember. So, up to the wartime, we had that bicycle.
What were your duties as a clerk in the police depot?
Good thing those Japanese there could speak Malay rather well. So English, they spoke broken English, yes, of course. So we spoke those languages, mixing things up, but we understood each other. I had to receive letters from the student, for the students, hundreds of them, you know, the policemen, every day, I think, quite a pile of letters from Jakarta and from Northern Malaya, so afar, from Kedah, Kelantan, all those young men sent to Singapore for training. Police, so they usually got letters from home, eh? So I had to receive them and signed every letters that came. I had a book, quite a big book given to me, so all the names of those who received letters were in those books. I put the names in those books, maybe for references. That was my daily work. It took me quite a long time filling in all those names, and then the chief clerk gave the word to those boys, go and look for your letters. Most of them, those who expected letters, came over to office, asked the clerk. The clerk said, go to Zambro, they said, they called my name. So they went, got any letter. I said, I took the name, your name, and all the names I inquired. So when their names were there, written there, so I handed over that, and they had to sign. Sometimes they got registered letters, maybe money sent from home. Those were the main job I had to do. And then sometimes stores the clerk, and then his assistant, the boy, the office boy, and so had to go and collect certain books or all things for those boys, the lessons needed for those recruits. So when those things arrived in a big, a lot, quite a big van, and then they brought down those things, and I had to check those things that arrived. The chief clerk was there also. He did most of the difficult jobs. I assisted him in writing down all those, just for references, you see. Those were the two main jobs that I remember. There were other things too. Sometimes outsiders used to come to visit the school, the parents of the students, and I had to see to them and I had to make them comfortable. While the chief clerk was there, and then he took over in charge, sending those people see their children and all that. Also, Japanese friends of the officers also came. Then we had to make them comfortable too, by making them sit down while waiting for the chief officer. Those were the main jobs. Yes.
Do you censor their letters?
No, I didn't have to. No. Maybe they didn't expect any. Mostly from their own homelands, kampung. Sometimes they were parcels too. Maybe they send them their boys cakes or I don't know what.
Did the Japanese officers inspect all these letters and parcels?
No, good thing no. All those letters, the postman handed them over to me. I put them all, heaps of them, on my desk, quite a big desk I had. So I had to check that. Sometimes the officers came and watched. A lot of work. Plenty. Arimas, what, all in Japanese. They said, this one in Japanese. You think I could, from day by day, I could answer a little bit simple language, of course. Then they did nothing. They didn't ask, whatever, never. Good thing they didn't ask anything.
Could you remember how many people were employed in that place together with you?
The boss, the head of them, in one special room, and then the supposed to be inspectors, Japanese inspectors, with about four tables in one big hall. One table was for me, and the other one table was for the chief clerk, and then there's another clerk, Japanese clerk, in front of the line, and then the center for those people to walk about to, just to enter the boss's room. Quite a big hall. Yes, I remember. And then those were the officers, the inspectors. There are also, like we hear, sub-inspectors. They said inspectors, they call Kebu, and then Kebu Ho for sub-inspectors. All those, maybe about 6 or 7 of them.
There was only one chief clerk.
One, yes. An elderly man. His family was there, staying in the quarters down there, quite far across the field, but in the compound. He stayed with his family there.
What nationality?
Malay. His wife, his mother-in-law, and his children. And quite a lot more. Yes, Malay inspectors and Malay sub-inspectors were there also. Chinese, I don't know whether they were Chinese. No, I don't think there were any Chinese, Malays. And they stayed also at the quarters, just along the same houses, same row of houses with the chief clerk. They've got their families also from abroad, from Kedah. There were 3 from Kedah, and then 2 from Perak. They were supposed to be the staff also, because although half part of the day, they went to the class teaching those students. Same with the Japanese officers. So there were Malays and the Japanese also. Maybe the Japanese thought Japanese, I don't know. And those Malays inspectors and sub-inspectors, oh, they had to master the Japanese language. They could speak language well, very well. And they could write kanji also, the Japanese writing in kanji. So they took examinations and they asked me to take the examination also. I refused. I'm a girl, I said, so it doesn't matter. I told them, good thing they didn't force me to take that subject. But I could, as long as I could speak, and then answering the phone and all, I could speak very well. But now all I forget, everything. They didn't mind, they didn't force me to learn.
Were there any other clerks besides yourself?
No, no, only the two of us. Elderly man, then myself. Office boys, yes, two. Who making the coffee, tea and all that.
Malays also?
Malays, yeah. Cooks, yes, they were cooks, but I'm not in the office. Far in the kitchen there, they played. All staying in quarters down there, in the compound.
What was the duty of the Japanese clerk?
Japanese clerk, yes. I noticed that he kept writing all in Japanese. I really, what maybe about those students, I don't know, because the chief clerk used to go to him, giving him letters and then talking in Malay and Japanese mixed language like that. Maybe he had to do those things. He kept writing, you know. Maybe had something to do with the students. I don't know really. And he, of course, with the chief clerk, the Japanese clerk, I mean, together with the Malay clerk, used to go out in the van and fetch all those supplies, books, so important things for the students, for the schools, books, all pencils and all sorts of things, I think, for those recruits to use.
That means you were the only female.
That's right.
There.
That's right. Only after some time, maybe after 3 or 4 months, an elderly Japanese lady came. Join us. She did the same job as the other Japanese clerk I told you about. She was a clerk also. But she didn't have to go to the school classrooms at all. She was with me, another table in the hall there.
So how did the staff, the Malay staff as well as the Japanese staff, treat you?
They were all right. Only the Malay staff, they had their own room. The inspectors and the sub-inspectors, they had their own room, their tables and their chairs. Not in the hall where I was and the chief clerk and the Japanese officers. Just next to the bosses. The boss, the head maybe, he was not an inspector only, maybe more than that. Because we also had inspector, and then above, higher maybe, he was in one room only, alone by himself, the head, and then the Japanese inspectors and sub-inspectors in the hall, just outside together with me and the chief clerk, Japanese clerk, and then the lady clerk also together in the hall with me.
These Malays inspectors and sub-inspectors, what was their age?
Oh, mostly, most of them were married. They brought their families down there to the quarters, staying in the quarters, their wives and children. Maybe two or three of them were not married, but most of them, four, married, and their wives and children were there, staying in the quarters.
Besides teaching in the school, do they have any other duties?
So far, as I remember, I don't think they were teaching those boys. Sometimes I could see them on the field with the guns, rifles, and the necessary for those young boys. Some of them were new, so maybe they had to learn all those things regarding police work. And in the class, also maybe the same lessons. Something to do with the police. The rest I don't know.
So the place where you were in was actually a training school for?
Yes, same as it is now, I think so. Because the classes rather long. I went there once, just across the field. And then when they came out to the field, marching, whatever they, in the hot sun, I could see from the main office.
Who were these students mainly? Were they all Malays?
They were Chinese too, a few Chinese, Eurasians, Indians, but mostly Malays. From Jakarta also, hundreds of them from Jakarta. And then from all over Malaysia, Malaya then, Kelantan, Terengganu, Kedah, Perak, Penang. And there were sheikhs, Bengali. And one of the inspectors was a Sikh Bengali man. I think he was alone. He didn't bring his family along. I don't know. I never asked whether he was married or not. There was one. Sikh.
Were there any from Singapore, sir?
I don't know. I think yes. But see, my memory is awfully bad. I only remember those people from abroad. Whether they were Singaporeans, I don't really remember, honest. Only the clerk I know from Singapore. I can't say, I'm afraid. Maybe they were, maybe they weren't.
How many of students were in the school?
Around 500 or around about that number. Quite a number, you know. And from Jakarta, after how many months was it for one course? Not 1 year, 6 months. And then when those boys graduated, another batch joining them, also from the same places. That I remember. Because I was working with the police training school, not even for 2 years, I think, over 1 year, once, a few months more, I think. That's why. But the boys, some of course elder men too, but most of them young boys. Maybe they were training new recruits, no experiences maybe. They were taking young boys from Perak, from Kedah, that I know because the letters all, the stems all from northern layer.
Generally, what was their average age?
They were 19, some of them. Young boys, 19, 20, or the ages, yes, I wrote down, 20, very young. The elder ones, maybe they were formerly police, I don't know, but all they were trained as new recruits, as the same style. Maybe those had more experiences, maybe they were treated in different classes or different under different inspectors, or I never asked. I'm sorry, I don't know.
Any Japanese trainees?
No. All local and those from Indonesia that I remember. Sumatra, Malaysia.
Do you know how they were recruited in the first place?
I know, because they were far. I couldn't see only when they came to the field and then marching from end to end and the rifles. Then I could see, and the rest, I don't know. But they had books. They were given books, I remember. Pens and pencils all given over to them. Maybe they had lessons in Japanese also. Also something to do with the office, where the police were. That I know because the books were given to them. And the clerk kept choosing the books and bringing them out and so on.
Besides attending lessons and drills, do you remember what other kind of training did they receive?
Physical, in that I know, because it seems there was a room with, what do you call it, how the boxes trained, all the sandbags and that. Maybe that was for physical training for them besides police march and all those things. Lessons in the morning, and then it seems night times also there were sometimes lessons, there were lessons for them, but among themselves only. We, of course, as for me, I had to go home, and the clerk was still there, and the boy, the office boy, also was staying there. Maybe they had to come also, I don't know, but I had to go home at 5 o'clock.
Do you know how long was the training period for these recruits?
I understand during office hours, because when I went home on my bike, I had to park, and I saw those boys all in, coming up from the bathroom with the towels around them. I could see that they were resting. Maybe after that, they had to go again night time for classes. I don't know.
But how long did they have to stay in the school before they can graduate from the school?
I don't remember. 3 or 4 months. I don't remember, but I remember once the batch came and then they graduated and they went back and new batches came. That I remember. Maybe within the period I was working there for over 1 year, 2 or 3 times maybe. A few months only, I think. 4 months maybe, 6 months maybe, I can't say.
Do you know what happened to them after they graduate?
They were sent back in Malaya, but none in Singapore. In Singapore, maybe, I don't know, but I understand they had to go back home, maybe working over there at home in Malaya. Those from Jakarta, they had to go to Jakarta, Sumatra, Java.
Do you know how the Japanese officers treated these recruits?
Because they were always in their classrooms down there, away from the office. But once or twice, I remember those young boys, maybe they misbehaved themselves. They took things, stole things that didn't belong to them, or they were punished. That I remember. And they put one or two boys, young boys, maybe they were so innocent, so young, they didn't know. They put them in, there was a place not far from the office, and the jaga was there. They were put in rooms locked, maybe for those boys who did wrong. They stayed there for a few days and they were punished. I heard them shouting, you know, they had to drink soap water, right, to make them confess. That I remember. Oh, and they kept shouting, and then the Japanese, one of the officers, the Japanese officer said to ask him to tell the truth. And still he refused. And that I heard, they were punished. Then after some time, maybe they were tortured enough, and then they admitted, then they came out. That I remember.
How did you feel about all this?
Oh, terrible. I didn't want to hear. Sometimes I put cotton wool in my ears. I didn't want to hear. I put my bicycle not far from there. I wanted to take the bicycle. I asked the jaga to...